This is VOA News. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military saying targets included tunnels used by Hamas and several commanders' homes. Sunday, Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks. The European Union says it will redouble its efforts to end the upsurge in violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants and will seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU also called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists was essential. The 27-nation EU has never had the impact Washington can wield in the region, and no immediate breakthrough was expected from Tuesday's meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. The top diplomat also said Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has burden to avoid civilian casualties. Blinken spoke at a news conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, as pressure is increasing on the Biden administration to ask for a ceasefire. He says he has not seen any Israeli evidence of Hamas operating in the Gaza building hit by airstrikes over the weekend. Blinken says he has asked Israel for justification for the strike. This is VOA News. India is bracing for Cyclone Tauktae. The cyclone is expected to hit the country's western coast on Monday evening. Thousands of people have been evacuated and COVID vaccination programs have closed down in some areas. India has reported hundreds of thousands of new COVID infections for weeks. Now there is fear that as people seek shelter from the cyclone, that the shelters will be the locations for super spreader events. The United States top infectious disease expert said at a college graduation that the pandemic has exposed the undeniable effects of racism as communities of color had been hit harder by the virus than their white counterparts. Anthony Fauci said that COVID-19 has shown a bright light on our society's failings on Sunday during a commencement address for the city of Atlanta's Emory University. His address highlights the issue of disparity, access to health care in minority groups across the U.S.
It has uncovered a stark reality and failing of our own society. The unacceptable disparities in health experienced by minority groups, especially African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
In addition, these groups of people are more likely to have underlying conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and obesity, which increase the likelihood that they will become ill if exposed to the coronavirus. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange has halted trading of Next Digital shares at the media company's request. The halt comes after assets belonging to its founder, Jimmy Lai, were frozen. Later Monday, the media tycoon and 9 pro-democracy activists pleaded guilty to taking part in an unlawful assembly. Lai is already in prison for his role in 2 other unauthorized assemblies in 2019, when Hong Kong experienced mass anti-government protests. Next Digital publishes pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily, and Lai is its controlling shareholder. The 10 who pleaded guilty face up to 5 years imprisonment for sentencing next week. Britain has demanded the European Union give it more time to solve the post-Brexit Northern Irish border riddle. The BBC said on Monday Britain is proposing to phase in checks on food from October, while Ireland said the deal needed to be made to work. The United Kingdom left the European Union's orbit at the start of this year. That's when checks and tariffs were introduced on some goods moving from mainland Britain to Northern Ireland, which has a land border with EU member Ireland. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.